it's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
Yar, it's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2 RD. What are you doing?
I've got no idea what's happening there.
There'll be a problem there. You had to move to Windows 7 today.
Yes, I did.
You had to move. Arr!
It's interesting what that's doing.
Yar.
Good evening and Yar. Welcome to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJFM 88.1.
Yar.
My name is Gary Stark.
Yar, my name be... Ah, scrub. My name is Lee Star.
And today, in case you hadn't noticed, is International
Speak Like a Pirate
like
Day.
Yar,
is it speak or talk?
Talk.
Are you sure it could be both? I mean,
either. Doesn't matter.
And if you want to join in on the whole yarring, it's pirates don't say ar, they say yar. And on tonight's show, because it's International Speak Like a Talk Like a Pirate Day, we are going to be talking about pirates, but not the sort that did the swashbuckling and the rum drinking. Actually, they still could be doing rum drinking. We don't actually know.
We don't.
But we're talking about piracy, of all things, because that makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does.
Yar. Yar.
And how have you been this week anyway, Lee?
Yar, I've been good this week. Yar.
Okay, that's good.
Sounds like a Swedish pirate.
Yeah.
Like a Swedish IKEA-bound pirate.
An IKEA pirate.
I assembled my ship using just one Allen key.
No. Yar. Yeah, you pirate Allen keys.
I pirate Allen keys from everyone. Yar. Yar, we'd be stealing Allen keys and swashbuckling with them. Yar.
What else are we talking about tonight?
Tonight we're talking about the Sony PlayStation Move. I've got one.
Which comes in a really great box, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. Only if you're a journo.
The box is good.
Only if you're a journo.
Okay.
Only good if you're a journo.
That's only a journo box,
isn't
it?
It's only a
journo
box.
Oh, dear.
It comes in a regular stock standard printed blue box if you're not. It comes with a demo disc of games and, of course, comes with this really funky controller. The PlayStation Move is Sony's attempt to get on the whole motion gaming action that the Wii has kind of been leading for, good 2-3 years now. Yar.
And Microsoft are catching up with them, possibly.
Microsoft are catching up with Microsoft Kinect, which we spoke about a few weeks ago.
Yep.
But... tonight we're going to be reviewing the PlayStation Move. We have one in our hands. We're not kidding.
Yep.
We've had it in our hands a few days before it was released. We've been playing with it, or rather, I've been playing with it. Yar. That's about all I'm going to say right now. Yar.
Yar.
It's also, there's been a bunch of news this week as there's a bunch of cameras and phones being announced.
And it is Moon Festival.
It's Moon Festival, among many things. Happy New Moon, Dad.
Thank you. New Moon or Full Moon?
I don't know. I've got no idea what the Moon Festival is.
Yeah,
I know
don't moon me.
I'd rather not, anyway.
Thank you.
You eat the moon cake and you get a good year, apparently. It's good luck.
Okay, well, that sounds reasonable to me.
I had my moon cake.
You had your moon cake? You bought some on Thursday evening?
Yep. And I had it, and I had the egg inside of it. That's a little bit weird.
Okay.
Yar.
Okay.
Yar, I had the egg.
I suppose it left you in a bit of a haze, did it?
A little bit of one. We should probably mention that tonight.
Indeed, we should.
It's 40 years since.
Yesterday, 40 years since the passing of one Jimi Hendrix.
As opposed to two Jimi Hendrix.
Pardon?
As opposed to two Jimi
Hendrix. As opposed to two Jimi Hendrix, yes. Yes. 40 years since the passing of arguably one of the world's greatest guitarists.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we're going to commemorate the passing with some of the music that Mr. Hendrix made famous.
Sort of. We're going to be playing some Jimi Hendrix first to start it off.
Yep.
And then the rest is going to be Jimi Hendrix's song as done by other Yarish people.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
That makes sense to me.
And we're going to start off with a haze.
Yes, this is Jimi Hendrix with Purple Haze. Yeah. are. Ye be listening to the Gadget Grip on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ, among other places. It could be broadcasting on Ye Strange. I'm not going to do that for much longer. I can't really pull that off.
I'd strongly suggest you don't.
Yeah, don't want to lose the audience that we already have. You could be listening to us on other pirate-enabled devices, like your swashbuckler. You can listen to us at www.radio2rdj.com live right now. Or just on the radio, 88.1, whatever you want.
Research teams at Berkeley and Stanford.
This is the news, by the way.
That's right.
Yes.
Research teams at Berkeley and Stanford have announced some breakthroughs in producing some highly touch-sensitive artificial skin.
They want to make artificial skin.
Well, yeah, people who suffer burns or who have need prosthetic limbs and so on.
Okay.
They're using an extremely thin layer of plastic or rubber. It's bonded to electronic elements that are arranged in micro patterns, and
a micro pattern? One assumes it's a pattern on a micro level.
Yeah. And that way the skin can retain its elasticity and its flexibility and transmit a strong signal back to the nerves.
Interesting.
That's pretty good. In Berkeley, they use germanium silicon nanowires, which they sort of...
Very, very small wires.
Yeah, which they compare to microscopic hairs on the plastic skin, whereas the Stanford team paired electrodes in a pyramid pattern which communicate through a thin rubber film.
That sounds like jargon to me.
Yeah. The total thickness of the artificial skin, including the rubber layer and the electrodes, less than a millimetre.
Jeez.
You know, some interesting stuff coming out of the San Francisco region.
Some interesting stuff heading up into the skies, Dad. Boeing's working with a company called Space Adventures to create what is called the CST-100, or the Crew Space Transportation 100. The idea is that it'll be a little pod-shaped-like thing, very similar to something you'd imagine out of 2001, the movie, and it will ferry 7 passengers roughly 60 miles above the Earth's surface.
Right.
And the idea is to try and get them to the space habitats that companies are working on, so things like the Moon or the International Space Station or things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be like a pod you sit in, and it rockets you from the bottom to the top. Well, to the top of the galaxy.
Okay.
At the end of the galaxy. It's going to be a restaurant. Yeah.
So basically, this is just a ride at an amusement park.
Not really. It's a ride that goes somewhere.
Group buying. Are you familiar with the craze of group buying where
people go to a website and they say, I want one of these, but to make it cheaper, 50 people going together. Group
buying?
That's
right. Yep, exactly. Exactly. There are a couple of problems with the concept of that.
Oh.
The people who are promoting the concept of group buying are trying very hard to squeeze the suppliers as much as they can to get the best price that they can. And that's having two effects. First effect is that the suppliers are pricing themselves at such a point where it's no longer a viable business venture for them, so that every time they make a sale, it costs them money. They're seeing the cash coming in, but in fact, by the time they pay their wages and expenses and electricity and whatever, they're losing money on the deal. The second thing that it's causing is that for some people, and on the research that I saw, there was a photographer, I think maybe in Virginia in America, that was committed to do 1,000 shoots in less than a year.
Jeez.
Now think about that. There's no way that you can do 1,000 shoots, then add all your post-processing. If you did 3 a day, you can't cover them.
You'd be working without sleep permanently for
a year.
Well,
that's right. And you've still got to do your post-processing and everything. So if you're in a business and you're doing this sort of thing, by all means look at it. But make your decisions on the internet, so it must be true. No, it's some research that I saw during the week.
Right. Okay, good. Dad, in South Africa, criminal charges look like they're going to be laid against a Twitterer.
Oh, good.
No, but this is why. A Twitter account from a guy named Pigspotter. Okay.
Pig spotter.
Yeah, he tweeted up-to-the-minute information about speed traps around Johannesburg.
What's wrong with that?
Well, as a result, police claim he's getting inside information and, as a result, is doing something illegal.
Oh, absolute rubbish. You know, the idea is that, you're supposed to obey the law, and all he's doing is helping people obey
Well, the other argument is that he's getting inside information from disgruntled employees of the police constabulary.
Poor police, I'm sorry, I don't agree.
You're not big into that?
Well, I think, I don't think the police should be hiding and trying to catch people. The idea should be that you prevent people from breaking the law rather than catch them after it.
This is the grumpy dad coming out, isn't it?
Yeah. Androids are taking the tablets.
Androids are what?
Taking the tablets.
What do you mean?
There's more and more tablets being announced for the Android platform.
I know. It's like every week we're seeing more and more. It's going to be an iPad versus... It's going to be an Apple versus Android fight. It really is indeed.
And who is it? ViewSonic announced a new tablet this week.
Yeah, another one.
Running on NVIDIA's Tegra 2 chip.
Which is impressive because Tegra is a fast piece of technology.
They reckon it's going to cost around about $430 US. Mm. Android
2.2. So that's going to be like $300 Australian by the time it comes out.
Yes. 1 gig of RAM... 1024x600, USB, HDMI, 802.11n,
yep.
Bluetooth 2.1, 16GB of memory and a 1.3MP camera.
It's worth mentioning that Tegra at the moment is the only chipset which can run 1080p on tablet. Nothing else can at this point in time. Nothing else Apple or Intel have is capable of doing that. NVIDIA have the lead on this one.
Right.
Not that you really care about 1080p on a freaking tablet for crying out loud, but I'm just saying,
Yes.
If you wanted to, at least it's there. Nikon announced some new stuff this week. They announced a new camera, the follow-up to the D90. It's got 1080p and was it 39 focus points, and it's going to cost, what, do we think about $1,500 in this country?
Was $1,200 US was the price of it.
Parity should make it about $1,205, but no.
Yeah.
It should. It'll probably. It's getting more and more heated. Samsung had a new camera this week with the ability to control the camera from the lens. You see, this is called iFunction. It's a new technology.
That's right. You control it from the front of the camera.
That's right. So you can control your shutter speed, your sensitivity, your aperture from the actual lens itself. I'm very curious to see how this works. I'm also very curious to see if anyone cares about it from the first place. But I'm curious to see this in action. There's also a whole bunch of phones this week, weren't there?
Yes, they were. Tell us about them.
Well, there was an LG phone. There was two LG. Of them, in fact. Yep. There was the LG Chic and the LG... Or the LG Optimus Chic and the LG Optimus. I'm still not sure about them. I need to play with them for a little longer.
Yep.
Nokia had a whole bunch. Some of them actually seemed quite good.
That was quite an interesting launch because they had the HTC launch in London.
Same time as well as Nokia's.
Yes.
And they didn't seem to. Nokia didn't seem to like HTC all that much. They're handing out survival packs.
Survival packs at the. Nokia went to the HTC launch and handed out survival packs. I thought that was cheeky, but hey, I like it.
Well, HTC also launched an aluminium version of Desire HD. It's really heating up in the Android market, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just all Android. It's Android versus Apple. It's what we were saying before. Android is the key. Winner or key leader at this point.
That's right. It's the market is certainly getting interesting, isn't it?
Mm.
What have I got? Parallel 6.
Parallels. Wow.
That was announced this week.
No, I care. I care a lot.
Parallels is a product that lets you run Windows or some other operating system on your Mac
computer. We call it virtualization. You can call it whatever you want.
Yes. But it lets you run your... Hopefully not pirated copy of Windows.
Wow, that's an interesting way of... Yar!
Did you like that one?
Yar!
On your Mac, and you can actually run your programs individually on the Mac, and it actually runs quite quickly and quite well. We're going to be doing a review of it over the next couple of weeks.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Guess I'm doing a review now. Good to know.
Yes. And we'll be able to tell you more about it as we do the review.
There's a whole bunch of other stuff. I've got one here that's it's almost useless gadget, but it's kind of good to know. It's a new park lamp in Massachusetts that's in action.
A new what?
Park lamp. A lamp for a park. Lamp inside of a park.
Is this the one with the dog?
Yes, this is the one. It's a new lamp powered by... Dog crap. it's called Park Spark. It actually uses the crap from a dog in a biodegradable bag, and you basically turn a crank, turn a handle, and it turns the crap into methane, which it combusts and uses as an electricity, which is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That is interesting.
Stinky, but cool.
That's interesting example of recycling.
Yeah, very much so.
Last week, of course, we spoke about the new iPod Nano.
Yep.
and how cool it was and how small it was.
We did.
And, of course, about the little watch feature that it's got.
Yes, we did.
And if you go to Incipio's website, they've got a little carry case for the Nano.
Oh, crap.
That's a wristwatch case.
Yeah. There's a watch strap. Oh, yeah, the new one, yes. Yeah. I saw this.
Yeah. So you can wear your Nano as a wristwatch.
Yep.
Blue or... I've got written here blue or black. It should be blue or pink.
I think that was a pink, yeah.
Yeah, it was pink, not black.
Yeah.
Excuse me, the website's going to be wrong until I get to fix it up, which won't be until later.
Anyway.
Yes.
I've got nothing else for you, sir.
You got nothing else? Well, I guess that's the news for this week.
That is the news. And you're kind of keen to hear this song because you haven't heard this.
I haven't heard this song, and I was curious when I saw this on the playlist this evening, and... I looked at the title and I thought, no, that's not right.
Because I
looked at the artist and I thought, hang on, what the hell's going on here?
Because we did say ahead of time, we're playing, because we just played Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
And we went from Purple Haze and we're going to now go to Purple House because we had, Jimi Hendrix, of course, had Red House, a great blues track.
Yes.
And if you take Prince, and you take Prince normally wears,
purple.
It's a lot of purple. So this is Prince with Purple House. Yarr, it be the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ, the voice of the Yarr of the Inner West.
Indeed.
And
so be it.
We're going to talk about Move first.
Okay, well, I move over here, maybe. If I move this side, maybe you can hear me on that side of the speaker, and maybe if I move over on this, no?
No, it doesn't really make that
doesn't
much difference.
Doesn't work like that?
Yeah. Oh, look, my internet connection came back up.
Finally.
That's kind of good to know.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about the PlayStation Move, which got on sale this week. It is Sony's attempt at the motion gaming competition market, whatever the hell you want to call it. And it is basically, it's the Wii for your PlayStation. Sorry, that's the easiest way for me to put it. If you've got a Nintendo Wii or you've got a PlayStation 3 and you want a Nintendo Wii, this is Sony's attempt at doing that. And how it works is they have a new motion controller, which I've got in my hand. It looks a little bit like a remote control, a very softened, circular-ish remote control, trigger at the bottom. Actually, to be honest, to be completely honest, it kind of looks like a Wii controller, except it's got a squishy ball at the end. Fill the squishy ball. Fill my balls. Fill my squishy ball, Dad.
Yes.
And it's an LED. Sorry,
that could get me into trouble.
That could. It's got an LED underneath it, and the LED glows different colors depending on when, what game you're playing and what you're doing with it. Don't.
No, I'm not saying
you're not
going
to go anywhere near that one. And you also plug in the Sony iToy camera, or the new Sony i camera, which is a pretty low-res camera that you plug into your PlayStation. It picks up on your movement, and it picks up the movement of the controller. The idea is certain games, new games designed specifically for the Move, like Sports Champions, which has a really weird name given the sort of sports inside of it, and Kung Fu Rider will use it to let you play motion games with your friends using these controllers, and also other games coming out like Little Big Planet 2 and Heavy Rain, which are just regular games you can use a controller for and integrate it. And it's interesting. The technology is kind of good, but
okay.
Do you want to know why it's not so good?
Tell me.
First of all, PlayStation 3s all have two USB ports, right?
Okay.
Now, say you have your TV thing plugged into it, Play TV.
Right.
And you plug your eye camera in.
Okay.
That's your USB port's gone, and then your ability to charge these controllers kind of drops out the window.
Oh, dear.
That's a bit of a design flaw on them.
Yeah.
It's also pretty expensive. This by itself is about $70.
That's not too bad.
If you want to play with more than one person, that's another $70 you're spending on top of
that. Okay, so four people playing a game of doubles tennis, that's $300 in the end.
$300. Then,
just for the controllers.
Then if you want to buy the games, that's the games. You've already bought it on top of your $500 PlayStation 3.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that you can also buy a secondary controller for another $50, which is a navigation controller. So in the end, you're left with this really expensive thing, and the games are the problem. The hardware's not so much of an issue. The hardware's very good. The squishy ball's great. The colors are great.
Right.
The camera needs a bit of work, and it's pretty low res.
Okay, how does the camera, because this is... The technology, the way the technology manifests itself is very similar to Microsoft's Kinect.
Well, not quite, actually. Microsoft Kinect uses 3D depth sensors to depth sensors, sorry, to scan your entire room and work out where you are in proximity to it. It also okay. and then
it can capture your movements and it can capture them. Multiple people
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. This is different. This uses the controller, the actual LED, the bit underneath the squishy bit, as a sort of a virtual blue screen, as a targeting system. So when it picks up on a certain color that your Move controller glows, it works out the position in space it should be looking at.
Okay, so it's
like a blue screen for
well,
your
hands. That's like the original. I can remember back in the very, very early days when we had TRS-80 computers and you had shooting games
light
on
guns,
them.
Yes.
Light guns, that's a variation on that technology,
it's
isn't it?
It's a very similar technology to light gun technology. And, okay. It kind of works.
Which went out of vogue 30 years ago.
No. It only went out of about 20 years ago, in fairness. But,
I'm sorry.
They had to die because it didn't work with anything other than CRTs.
Right.
So they've come with this. And some of the games work it really well. Like in a few of the games, you replace your bulb with a sort of blue screen hand that pops out on top of it, or a blue screen, like if you're shaving someone's head in one of the games, it changes into a three-dimensional shaving apparatus, a head shaver. So it's almost like you're holding different devices each time, and that works well. But in games like Sports Champions, where there's nothing to show you on screen, show you being used, it's kind of wasted. And the software is the problem. The games are the worst part because it launched with four games. One is called Kung Fu Rider, which is about as boring as driving around. You drive around on a chair around Hong Kong.
Right.
And you wave your hand to speed up. Sports Champions is like their version of Wii Sports. Now, you know Wii Sports. It's got like tennis and boxing and stuff. Tell me what you consider a sport. Beach volleyball.
Yes.
Okay. Archery.
Yes.
Lawn bowls.
Yes.
You consider lawn bowls a sport?
It's in the Olympics. It must be a sport.
You consider it a fun sport?
Well, I certainly...
Would you go back home and play video games with it?
No.
And that is the question. That is the answer.
The archery I could possibly see doing as a video game.
How about gladiator duel as a sport?
Gladiator duel.
Yeah, with a... And you see the problem I'm getting here.
Hang on, how do you... where's the horse? Have I missed something? Where's the horse?
And see, this is the thing.
Did somebody take my horse? Where's my horse gone? Somebody's taken my horse.
Dad, I'm on a horse. No. The problem is the software. It's in an attempt to not be as Nintendo as possible, Sony have made the software as boring as possible. And some of the games coming out might be brilliant. I'm betting like Little Big Planet will be fun with this. Heavy Rain will be great with it. So will SOCOM. But the games specifically made for it are what drag the Move down.
And oh dear.
And until I see more games like it, I'd rather not waste my money.
Okay, well, that's a rather bold sort of a
it is.
Review.
It's sort of like an axis. This thing goes around an axis too,
because
you wave around the axis. This is John Mayer with another Hendrix track. This is Axis Bold as Love.
Anger, he smiles, tavern in shining metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy, envy waits behind it. Her fiery green gown sneers at the ground.
Yar, it's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ talking about, well, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day, so we may as well speak about piracy. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It certainly do.
Certainly do. Especially given that in the past 24, 48 hours or so, 4chan, considered the wild, wild west of the internet, actually took down the MPAA, the Movie Association of America, and a whole bunch of other anti-piracy websites with a denial of service attack. And it's not a suggestion by any of these organizations that anti-piracy doesn't work, but rather they're going about it the wrong way.
Basically, yeah. We've spoken about this in the past too, because in the past we've mentioned how much money they're spending on trying to
they're getting back,
and sort of it's less than a 1% return on investment, and that's money that I think could be much better off going in the pockets of the actual talent rather than in the hands of the lawyers.
There was an interesting thing happened over the past week. A Swedish director named Stina Bergman actually released a movie in Sweden at theatres, but she also stuck it on the Pirate Bay.
Right.
And more than likely, because she knows that in other parts of the world, it's just not going to be available. And I'm not sure if anyone knows this, how many people outside of this room know this, but Australia has one of the largest per capita amounts of TV downloaders for that specific reason. The amount of people who download TV shows in Australia skyrockets because, plain and simple, we, until the rise of HD and even with HD channels, we still don't show a whole lot of new TV shows. We rely on reruns and reruns and reruns of shows we already have. And rather than the companies, these organizations running the TV channels, going out and getting more contracts for other shows, Australians are downloading TV rather than turning to things like Foxtel. And that's not to say they wouldn't buy it. They would.
Well, TV is getting better, though, in that regard.
Yes.
Yeah, some of the TV channels doing a lot better than they used to with that sort of thing.
True, and it's getting a little bit easier. Things like movies, you're always going to have some sort of. There are always going to be people who are going to be pirating everything, and it's much the same with video games. But there are restrictions around it. But music is the one that most people play, and I actually don't think as many people pirate music as they say.
I certainly don't believe that piracy is anything like the problem that it is. I think the problem is not piracy. The problem is that the big companies have got the totally wrong model. They're trying to hang on to a model that's 20 years old and just won't survive in the current internet-led economy.
Well, there was a small study done in Norway, and while Norway's music industry is very different from our own, it found that music artists or music companies constantly say that file sharing is leading them to bankruptcy, it found that a number of artists actually saw their income rise in the last decade, partly due to file sharing, partly due to the iTunes sort of system, because people, if they feel the urge, if they download something illegally and they want to support the artist, they will.
Yes.
That is just the nature of things. So most people are generally good people. You are all, well, most of you, good people, and you're supporting artists. And
I think what I've found is that if people are very willing to spend a reasonable amount of money to get a reasonable product, that's rarely a problem.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what a reasonable price is for a piece of music, for a piece of content. Maybe a dollar or so is reasonable. I've paid more than that for it. I think more than that is perhaps a little bit more than it should be, and you wonder how much of that is going to the talent as opposed to how much of it is going to the lawyers that support the archaic platform that they're working under.
Yeah.
And, let's get the model right, guys, and the piracy problem will pretty well disappear, I think.
I don't doubt you're wrong. You think maybe that the people should get fired?
I think I think a lot of people should get fired, and I think it's appropriate that you have the Red Hot Chili Peppers
doing
this version of Jimi Hendrix's Fire.
I do. Yar, it be the Gadget Grill on 88. I really can't do that anymore. I just can't do it.
No.
I can't do that anymore. I can't be a pirate anymore.
You can't be a pirate
anymore?
I can't
be a pirate anymore.
Oh, dear. Can you be a pirate any less?
Maybe. Maybe. Okay. We'll see. I'll put my less piratey hat on, and we'll try and be less piratey.
Your less
My less piratey hat on. Dad, on. Useless gadget time. It's useless gadget time. It's like a Japanese sort of Mighty Morphin Power. Never mind.
Mighty Morphin Power
Useless
Which Power Ranger
Mighty
are you?
Mighty Morphin
Are you the Blueberry
gadgets.
Power Ranger?
No, I'm the Mighty Morphin Useless Gadgets.
Uh-huh.
Mighty Morphin Useless Gadgets. Anyway.
Oh, that's right. You're a jazz singer. I forgot.
I'm a jazz singer. I know what I'm doing. Useless gadget for you, Dad.
Please. I can do with some light entertainment because I'm not getting any from the show.
Screw you, man. We have 3D TVs coming out in 3D cinema, and how would you like to have something that makes you look good in 3D cinemas around the world?
Something that makes me look good.
Because that's what people are looking at. They're looking at how good you look in a cinema.
Okay.
All the lights are off and everything.
Yeah, the lights are off, it's dark.
So, of course. You know the brand Oakley, who do a whole bunch of really expensive sunglasses?
The yuppie sunglasses. I didn't say that, yeah, didn't you? Yeah,
that at all. No. They are planning...
The trendoid sunglasses.
They're using...
Do you know what Oakley do? They manufacture stickers that everybody puts on their cars. They don't actually make sunglasses. They just make these stickers that you put on your cars.
Right, right, Dad. Well, they're using Oakley. Will be using. They're called HDO 3D technology, which I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. Promises unparalleled visual clarity, along with a wider peripheral viewing angle and a truer alignment of 3D images.
Okay. What the hell does that mean?
A quick question. What exactly is a true alignment of 3D images if it comes down to the freaking projector in the first place?
That's a very good question. But as I said, what the hell does all that mean? That's a whole ton of meaningless marketing jargon.
Yeah, well, it'll be available.
It is, sort of as a concept, what you just said is totally useless.
According to Oakley CEO, Oakley 3D eyewear will be a milestone in 3D entertainment. And it will
Was it a milestone or a millstone?
I think it might be a millstone. It will set the standard for optical performance in 3D. I know this is normally...
Optical performance
in 3D. I know this is normally...
What if you're like me and you need glasses? Anyway,
Dad, I know this is normally...
The optical performance is flawed to start with.
Dad, I know this is normally the part where you go, what a load of crap, but hold on if I just take your place. What a load of crap! I'm a 3D person, and even I know that this is complete crap. What a load of complete crap. Premium 3D eyewear? Oh, seriously,
premium,
Oakley, get a freaking life.
Premium 3D eyewear.
Oh, my God, what a load of crap. I can't believe
it. Can I run over them in the car later? Do we have a pair that I can run over?
You know what? We should try them out. See if they're carbon fiber. See if they...
We should ask
Hold
them.
Hold on, Dad. Oakley have their own 3D... Oakley have their own tests. We have our own. They're called durability tests.
We'll do a durability test on them.
We'll fly down to Melbourne. We'll find a taxi. We'll stick the glasses in the middle and we'll slam it. We'll see if they survive the car door test.
That's a good idea.
Dad, this is Nigel Kennedy underneath what we're talking here. We have our little wing.
Little wing, one of Jimi Hendrix's most beautiful pieces of music ever.
As interpreted by the brilliant violinist Nigel Kennedy. Believe it or not, that is a violin you're hearing.
Exactly, an electric violin.
And you can take us out, Dad.
Okay. The door's over there, isn't it? Should I open and close the door and leave?
Should I finish the show first? In fairness, I couldn't get by without a bad joke like that, so I'm glad it happened at the end rather than the beginning.
Right. You have been listening to The Gadget Grill on to RDJFM 88.1. On the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
Yar.
The show also streams from the Gadget Grill website, podcast from the Gadget Grill website.
Yar.
Which is www.gadgetgrill.com.au. We'll be back next Sunday night at 9 o'clock with more talk,
Yar.
Nonsense, fun,
Yar.
And carry on
Yar.
About all sorts of gadgety and technology-ty things.
Technology-ty?
Gadgety technology, yes.
Technology.
Yes.
Is that
you like that
so
one?
So we've come up with milk in the past year for
yes.
mirrorless
technology.
Interchangeable and technology.
Am I good
Note
or am
to
I good?
Self must use this on the website. Technology.
Definitely. Technology, yes. We'll be back next Sunday night. Have a good week, Australia. Enjoy the full moon or the new moon or whatever
moon,
it is, because people
festival.
Are driving absolutely like crazy people
That's right.
Tonight.
You'd be an old man with that one, Dad.
Yes.
Have a good week,
We'll
Australia.
Be back next Sunday. Have a good week.
See ya.